second half is about to start. I should warn you that there will be a somewhat different sartorial aura about the second half than the first half. You'll see what I mean. I'm going to introduce two musicians who are legendary figures in Irish traditional music, and one you've seen here in Augusta the last couple of years, James Kelly, one of the great fiddlers of our time. And James comes originally from Dublin, and he comes from one of the most musical families in Irish traditional music. His father, the late John Kelly, was a pivotal figure in the early version of the Chieftains, which was Ciultóirí Chulainn, which brought the performance of Irish traditional music on the public stage to a new audience and to a new art and craft. And James comes from that very illustrious musical family, and the roots of that family are in the music of County Clare. And the musician that he's going to be playing with is also a legendary figure in Irish music. He plays the concertina, and the concertina is an instrument that was very popular in the west of Ireland, particularly in counties like County Kerry and West Limerick and in Clare in the middle of the 19th century. But it was sort of pushed aside by the popularity of the melodeon, which was a much louder instrument. And the concertina became essentially a woman's instrument for almost 100 years. It was kept alive by women virtuoso, women players in the little houses of West Clare particularly. And it was so prevalent in West Clare that when people were building houses, they used to build a concertina little shape, a shaped hole in the wall beside the fireplace. So the concertina would fit there. And it was the music, the women of West Clare and the women of Kerry, that kept the concertina a vibrant part of Irish culture until fairly recently, when men started to take up the instrument again. And the virtuoso player on the concertina in Irish traditional music is generally acknowledged by all sources to be Noel Hill from Lissacacy in West Clare. And he's making his first appearance here at Augusta, having specially flown over from Ireland a couple of days ago to be here. They're going to be accompanied by one of the great piano players, keyboard players in Irish music, originally from California, and she's been playing in the Washington, D.C. area with a variety of musicians over the last decade, particularly with Brendan Mulvihill. So please make them welcome Noel Hill, James Kelly, and Donna Long.
We normally dress, by the way. You don't believe me?
Okay, here we go. Well, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Mick was telling you that I come from County Clare, and indeed I do, and I left there just a couple of days ago and made my way to this part of the world, and it was a very eventful bit of travelling. In fact, it took me 1 hour less to get to Sydney in Australia a short time ago. And that is a fact. Anyway, I'm delighted to be here, first time ever in West Virginia. Now, I'm going to play for you a slow air. And this actually is a tune. When I was in Australia, I was on tour in Australia with a man, a guitarist called Artie McGlenn. You might have heard of him. And we were in Brisbane in Australia, and I never came across a collection of people from County Tyrone in the north of Ireland in the same place, as many of them, as I did in Brisbane in Australia. And of course, Artie McGlenn is from Tyrone. And they were very sentimental people and very homesick kind of people. Even when they're at home in Tyrone, they're homesick. But anybody that would know them would understand that. So they asked us to play a particular tune. I hadn't played it before, and we wouldn't let them down. So we played for them this tune. It's a great song air. It's the Mountains of Pomeroy, and it's a wonderful lyric. I'm not a singer, but I have read the lyric a number of times, and it always, I should be able to recite it for you, but it's a wonderful lyric if you come across it. It's a love song. And I'm sure you'll recognize it. The song air, The Mountains of Pomeroy. And if you know the words, join in, and if you don't, you can hum along. That's what they did in Australia, and I'm sure you're just as good in America. Didgeridoos, no. Anyway, hum along if you know it. Thank you.
enough.
Thank you very much. The books of Ordinmore. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks very much.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I have here the smallest concertina that I've ever come across. And I have promised the students in my class for the concertina to play a small little piece on this for you, and I won't let them down. Anyway, it's the smallest concertina I've come across that can play. Well, that's if it would come out of the box, that's it. There it is. Midlife crisis. Thank you. That's it. There is. There's a man down there laughing. Midlife crisis. There it is, the smallest concertina. As you can see, it's strapless, but that's... They were very modern in the times that this was made, back in the end of the last century. It was made apparently by a man called Charles Jeffries, who started out selling scrap metal, believe it or not, I believe, going around on a horse-drawn cart around the south of England, and he started playing the concertina, just the middle of the last century, in order to draw attention to himself, coming into whatever village he might be coming into, and as you can imagine, in those times there were no microphones or anything like that, so he eventually found that people were asking him more about where they could get one of these little instruments that he was playing, these concertinas, which was a new instrument at the time. They were asking more about that than they were about back boilers and pieces of bicycles and beds and CDs of the Fury Brothers and Chieftains and Johnny Cash and all that. So anyway, he started making them and he became a great maker. I have another one of his concertinas. But anyway, I'm going to play for my students and yourselves just a short little blast on this thing. I hope it works. Thank you. Thank you very much. There it is. Thank you.
Thanks very much for listening. We're going to finish off. And I want to tell you that we all have recordings. Donna has recordings and I have recordings. And Noel has not only his own solo recordings, but he has some titles that are not available. He brought over some stuff from Ireland that are not available at the present day in this country. And are out in the hall, I understand. So we're going to play some reels. Thank you. Okay.
And they're all very good, James. You didn't tell them that.
They're great. Thank you.
Yourself.
Thank you.
Oh, what can you say about that? Mighty clear music from James and Noel, and greater compliment from Donna, and it doesn't get any better than that. Well, it's a fairly complicated setup coming up here, so it's my happy duty to say extended nice things now about some more outstanding musicians whom I've been very happy to know for a good many years. In fact, three of the musicians are going to come on stage here now. Well, you've seen one of them already tonight, but there are three members of the only all-women's group in Irish music on either side of the Atlantic, Cherish the Ladies, and I'm sure lots of you have seen and heard Cherish the Ladies. There's no more exciting group of entertainers in any field of traditional music than Cherish the Ladies, and I hope you get to see them in concert if you haven't already. They just came down from a festival in Cleveland where they were a star attraction. And they're all characters in their own ways. Siobhan Egan, Seamus's older sister, is making her first appearance here in Augusta. And I've known Siobhan for a good many years now. The Egan family made their home just outside Philadelphia, a little suburb called Lansdowne, and were a mighty presence in Philadelphia music for a good many years until they all moved out of town. Seamus to New York, Siobhan to New York, and their younger sister, Rory Ann, up to Cape Breton, where she's up in Antigonish studying at the university up there and playing mighty concertina at the same time. Siobhan Egan played a lot with the Egan family. They were sort of stalwarts at all the local events in Philadelphia for a good many years, and she joined Cherish the Ladies when they performed some years back. She's going to be playing along with Winnie Horan, and you saw Winnie, or as they say, Horan here in America. It's very hard for me to say Horan because we say Horan back in Ireland. And Winnie, as well as being a magnificent dancer, and of course you've seen her in that capacity already, she's a magnificent fiddle player who's been trained both in Irish traditional music and in classical music as well. So she has magnificent, impeccable tone and great traditional technique as well. And they're going to be joined by one of the great characters in Irish music on either side of the Atlantic. And you know who I'm talking about, the inimitable, inestimable Joni Madden from the Bronx and Yorktown Heights. And Joni is one of the most exuberant and spectacular whistle players, also a very sensitive accompanist of songs as well, and a great player of the slow tunes. They're three of the members, of course, of Cherish the Ladies. They're going to be joined by one of the dancers in Cherish the Ladies, whom you've already seen tonight, Danny Golden, and also by two great accompanists, Dan McLeod, you've met already, and all the way from San Antonio in Texas, and he's been here for several years, and he's a member of a great group out there in San Antonio that's played all over America at festivals, St. James's Gate, and I speak of Mark Stone, virtuoso Bowron player. Are you ready yet, or close to it? You're not. A little more, nothing more to say really about anything really, except that there's going to be great crack at the Ice House tonight, in case you've forgotten. And it's mighty crack altogether, and great music. And if you can congregate in the vicinity of the Ice House and Hallowhurst and that place where they sell the coffee, I don't forget what that's called, right across the hall or the road. And, as I was saying, there's going to be great crack at the Ice House tonight. And there's going to be outstanding musicians coming up on the stage now and just a second or two as soon as they get the monitor speakers here all in order, and so the musicians can hear the sound coming back to them as they're standing or sitting, as the case may be. And they're all congregating here at the side of the stage here now, agog with expectation, waiting patiently to come out and perform wonderful music and, of course, dancing as well for you, which they will very, very shortly do. So please make them all welcome.
And Mick Maloney there. 4 minutes of talking. That was great.
Only the finest beans will do for one. Thank you.
That was a couple of reels there of Zan, beautiful playing. Isn't he great? The best picker here, I'll tell you. All right. Well, I'm going to do another tune on the whistle. Another year, another tune on the whistle. Oh! All right. This is a beautiful air. Again, I've been playing for a couple of years, written by Sean O'Rida. It's a tune called Manana Heron or Women of Ireland. So, once again, I'd like to dedicate it to the old screaming whistle class. I'm sure you've all heard them. I've heard them. So, dedicate this to guys. Thanks. Thank you. Mark Stone there. Well, before, as myself and Siobhan were in church, the ladies, for years,